Good morning. Our scripture lesson this morning is from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And hear the word of the Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. So what is this parable about? Their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God, and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? I shared before, but growing up, I thought prayer was like a genie in a bottle, making wishes to God for whatever I wanted. I heard the story of Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel, who grows up to appoint kings in Israel. Hannah, mother of Samuel, was deeply distressed because she was childless. So she desperately prayed for a son. But what started out as her own deep need, her own the desire for a child soon reshaped into what God desired. In praying for a son and pouring out her heart to God, all the pains, all that was causing her grief and distress, she was so overcome with emotion that the priest Eli mistook her silent, emotional prayer for drunkenness. But in her vulnerability before God, and in her persistence in prayer, Hannah ended up discovering God's will, God's heart. She discovers who God is. God, who is sovereign, who desires justice, and who has the power to lift up the poor and the humble. In light of this understanding, she does something so beautiful. She lets go of the one thing that she thought she needed the most in her life, that she desired the most in her life, that she prayed for so fervently. She commits her one and only son to God, her most treasured. She commits it to God. But I want all of us to think about that for a second. Think about what that really means. Could we ever do that? Is there something each of us are praying for right now this morning that you desperately want, that you desperately need right now? Is there something we're praying for to God this morning? Could we let that go and commit it to God in prayer and in action? Could we do what Hannah did? In hearing this story, I learned one of the most important lessons that completely reshaped my understanding about prayer. What I learned was that prayer changes people's hearts from being self-centered to God-centered. Like the changes I saw in Hannah's heart. Someone who wanted or needed something for herself into someone who was able to let go of their greatest need, their greatest desires for God and trust to God. I share the story to point out that our text today is also not about God listening and granting us anything we pray for, even if we pray persistently. It is about a woman, a widow, who has been wronged and is seeking for justice, and a judge who is unjust, selfish, and unconcerned for anybody but himself. Now, if you think about the context in Jesus this time, who has or who had the more power? The widow or the judge? The judge. So he had no need to concern himself for this widow. To him, she was a nobody. Now, was that right? Should she have been treated as a nobody because she was a widow? Should her justice, her request for justice for herself, should that have been rejected because she was powerless, because she was a nobody? Was that right for the judge to do that? No. Is justice only for the rich and powerful? It shouldn't be. But this widow, who was powerless, had one thing that was going for her. It was her persistence. She refused to give up and kept bothering the judge until the judge gave up and granted her justice. And the judge did this not because he cared, not because he was just, not because he had change of heart, but he did this because he was worried that her persistence might make him look bad in front of anybody else. He couldn't care less for anybody else, but he did care what other people thought about him, his own reputation. And so the judge relents. She refused to give up and kept bothering the judge until the judge finally granted her the justice that she deserved. So if this powerless widow can convince an unjust judge to serve justice due to her persistence, Jesus says, how much more will a just judge would do for the widow with the same amount of persistence? And Jesus tells the story to encourage his hearers to be persistent in praying to God for justice, to continue to be persistent in living in the way of God revealed through the teachings of Jesus Christ, to not lose heart, but persevere and continue in this course of action, especially faced with an adversity, to keep on keeping with faith and hope that God is indeed listening, and in God's perfect time, all will be revealed and answered. So this morning, let us be that people of faith and hope and continue to pray to God fervently and persistently, like Hannah and the widow in Jesus' parable. And in our prayers, in our conversation with God, in our time of pouring out our heart to God, in our moment of vulnerability before God, may we, like Hannah, discover who God is. And may that knowledge transform us to live a more God-centered life, so that when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith here on earth with us. I'll end with this. If you remember last week, there was a storm. It was cloudy and rainy, and it was awful. But I want you to look out this morning and tell me what you see. The storms of our lives, as much as it seems to go on and on, will only last for a moment, just like last week's storm. And just like today, there are days, and there will always come a day where a beautiful weather like this today can be seen and experienced in our lives. So have hope. Continue to pray. And believe that God is hearing you. And the last question Jesus asks, will he find faith here on earth? What he is asking and what he is inviting is this. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is good? And all the time, do you believe that this morning? May you be and may you do so. In all that you are, all that you have, and in all the days of our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.